Yes, it's different than what we typically hear about in other southern states. What we had in Texas was the Terrell election laws, which were passed in 1903. We had the poll tax and the white primary, and those were the two disfranchising devices that we had in Texas. Other states, you hear about literacy clauses, you hear about grandfather clauses. But in Texas, African-American men of voting age could vote in general elections, but they were not allowed to vote in primaries. Primaries were considered at the time a private organizational election. They were barred locally. So the interesting part about this particular device was that it was local control. The state passed it. The Democratic Party of the state, the executive committee, decided to give local control over who is qualified to vote in the primary, with the understanding that Democratic primaries would be for whites only. But that was not stated by the state at this time and wouldn't be until 1923. So in 1919, or around the wartime, it was an interesting period where everything started to shift. But before World War I, African Americans could vote in general elections, but they could not vote in the white primary. The Democratic primary was the main election to win the state. Republican Party just didn't have the numbers that they used to have. Plus, they were split. There's the black and tans and the lily whites. The lily whites who wanted to make the Republican Party an all-white party. And so they were fractionalized. They just didn't have the numbers to compete with the Democrats. So winning the primary, the Democratic primary, was the way to win the state. Even though there's all these other parties, it becomes a one-party state politically as the only party that has any power. Mm-hmm. There's the Socialist Party and the Republican Party and the Green Party. There's all these other parties, but they just don't have any numbers to do anything except for break things down a bit. That starts to change in 1918. 1918, we have the woman primary suffrage law in the state of Texas. Then the 19th Amendment is passed, so women get the right to vote. And it's this weird time period when people who didn't have the vote would try to get the vote. And so this is coming off of World War I and the attitude that we're all pitching in and we all have to do our part and it's the war to save the world for democracy. Now everybody wants their democracy. So they want full voting rights, and the only way they can get that is by voting in the primary.